Shuf Lamed Hei Tif Halev Gisheni Vachamishu Ben Shabbos Vemincha Koyim Shloisha. Start that again. Kuf Lamed Hei Tif Halev Gisheni Vachamishu Ben Shabbos Vemincha Koyim Shloisha. We have three times a week that we call up three people to get aliyahs, which is Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Vemincha. And these days we do not add more aliyahs because it's a time that on Monday and Thursday people are going to work, and therefore it causes a different malacha. This reason does not apply for Shabbos by Mincha. And there is, as far as that Achayim say, they want him Matriya for Tzivu, or they want the Tzivu to come to the Joshua of the Rav, not be delayed for that. I'll call upon him. Yeah, the Ramah says, and how you shnei chassanim veis haknesses, vei yisraelim. You have two chassanim. There's an Indian to give an aliyah to two chassanim. So the Ramah says, it's mutar lahayis of likur yisrafi. You can add an extra one to the book because a chassanim gets the thing. Maisa, Mishavu thinks that the minig is not to add under all circumstances. So you do have a yontif, shemutar lahayis. So the svar of the Ramah is a tremendous chiddush. Even though on a weekday we're not maisa, but the chassanim is the yontif, so they can be maisa. The obvious question is, for them it's a yontif, so like a Shabbat can be maisa, but everybody else is not a yontif, there's a problem, a bit of malach of everybody else. Although what you see, that when it's a chos in the shul, everybody's supposed to be very happy, and feel happy to spend a little time. The nira, du adin, and shnei bali bris. The Ramos says also the two people that are making a bris, it's also yontif shalemu, give a count, top of the test, it's in Shabbat, it's a yontif. So, bottom line is, according to the letter of the law, one is allowed to add aliyah on Monday and Thursday for an extra chos and an extra balabris, but the minhag is not to do. Siv days. Mokem shem hafsikim b'shabbos v'shachar, shem koyim b'mincha, v'sheni v'chamisha v'shabbos. The place which they end up on Shabbos, which is basically the end of the parasha, that's where they start. The next Shabbos b'mincha, Monday and Thursday, basically they're starting by the beginning of the next parasha. There's a machlekes achareinim. By accident, they read the previous parasha, if he ate it or not, on Mincha, Shabbos by Mincha, Monday and Thursday. So Ramah says, in Bitul Shabbos Achas, Kriyas Parasha B'tzibu, the Shabbos Abba, Kriyam Lo'isa Parasha, and Parasha Shaykh Lo'isa Parasha. If for whatever reason it is, they did not read the parasha on the first, on Shabbos morning, so they make it up the next week. The next week they read two parashas. This is only if they didn't have the opportunity to laying on Shabbos by Mincha, but if they didn't lay on Shabbos morning and Shabbos by Mincha, everything worked out, and they were able to read, so they should read all Sheva Aliyahs, all seven Aliyahs, by Mincha, because it's still Shabbos. But if it didn't work out till Monday or Thursday, Monday and Thursday we do not read full Parshas, and we wait till the next Shabbos we read both. Mishra Berurah brings in Machlokes what happens a few weeks went by. So you just make up the last week, or you make up all the weeks that you missed, or another, there's a Machlokes about that. Another machlokes is about if one of the 2 weeks is a double parasha, it's going to come out you're reading three parashas in 1 week if you make up the previous week. Two from last week, one from this, or one from last week, two from this. Also machlokes is you mash them in such a fashion. Another thing he brings from the Shari Ephraim is that if one shul, for whatever reason, they did not read the Torah in the morning, the whole ruckus over there didn't work yet. Roy the deceiver went to another shul and they heard it over there, then the miyut, the minorities, do not have to make up. But if most of the people did not hear it at all, even though other shuls in town that heard it, they don't count. In other words, you go by your tzibur. If your tzibur primarily heard Kriyas HaTorah, then that's it. You don't make another Kriyas HaTorah for the minority.